meeting rooms and even early in the season?
He's a young guy. It's tough to stay engaged when you're not on the film, especially for months on end. The biggest thing was just trying to keep him engaged, trying to continue to teach him about, you know, the game, offenses, situations. But none of it's, you know, quite like the actual real thing. So it was good to see him out there. You know, I know it was kind of up in the air all kind of all week, and then to get him to make his debut has been a long year for him. So like I said, we're just excited for him.
There's a report that Jim Schwartz is going to get the first interview with the Giants. How tough would that be to lose him?
I'm going to worry about this season. So as long as it's not happening, or as long as he's not going anywhere before, you know, 2 weeks from now, you know, that's not of my concern.
You guys feel ready for the playoffs? This game get you ready? Can it even?
We got 2 weeks to prepare. That's really what we're focusing on. Is how do we pour everything we have into the next 2 weeks and make sure that when we show up in the league, we can just cut it loose and play.
You just mentioned that you haven't been practicing. Jason Kelce just said he thinks that's been part of the problem for the offense, that maybe you guys need to get back to heavy, hard-hitting practices. Do you agree?
I think everything is within reason. You know, I definitely think, you know, with the next we've been kind of resting at the end of the year and getting guys healthy, I think it's been important for us, especially after that long trip on the West Coast and three road games in a row. But now, obviously, with a little bit of rest now, this week with some of our starters having a bye next week, I think it's important that we get back to some of the basics. Not do anything crazy or out of the usual, but I definitely think it's an opportunity for us to get better as a team, and that's where the focus needs to be.